For us as a government, we are very much pleased that the world has responded, at least in appreciating the fact that the Ebola virus in the sub-region, particularly Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, has claimed the lives of very innocent and unsuspecting people just because we are battling with the know-how. Even when the international community responded to support the local plan in Sierra Leone in the fight, it became very challenging in terms of even our doctors and nurses using the personal protective equipment. And in the process, a lot of our doctors and nurses ended up dying in the hands of Ebola. So if today the news that just came as reported through WHO that a vaccine is showing the efficacy of a way of a vaccine that will prevent and get the virus of Ebola to zero, we welcome that as a government, and we hope that we are ready as a nation to work with our international development partners because of the simple reason that sometimes wherever Ebola has occurred once, there is always a possibility for a recurrence. Though we don't hope that for Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, but I think this is welcome news across the board.
Is there a collaboration with the ongoing Ebola vaccine trial in neighboring Guinea following this recent news?
Of course. We have always been collaborating through the regional efforts in the fight against the virus itself. Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea, through the support of the United Nations Ebola response teams established in the three countries, we have always been sharing epidemiological evidence and data. And in fact, there was a vaccine that was brought to Sierra Leone whereby we tested it on our own frontline workers to see its efficacy. And if today Guinea, after such a trial is being tested, is showing very positive signs that indeed it will be a potential vaccine for getting to zero in terms of infections, I think we salute all those that have contributed to that effort. And we as a government will always be ready to collaborate so that that way we can also contribute to the eradication and eventual stemming the tide of the virus even in the future.
Now, we also heard reports that the Sierra Leone opposition party has threatened with their legislators not to approve or reapprove the presidential directive concerning the fight against Ebola in Sierra Leone. What can you tell me about this, and was this resolved?
Well, absolutely. You are correct. The Sierra Leone People's Party, which is the main opposition in Sierra Leone, came out with a press release 2 days ago requesting their members of parliament not to support any new directives that will be presented to parliament by the president for the continued implementation of the Ebola regulations under the public state of emergency. And they also made a lot of barrage of allegations that the very public state of emergency was a way to for the government to perpetuate itself and also an extension for the presidency. We saw those as very misplaced approach and comments, the reason being there is no inextricable link between the public state of emergency and the politics of the country. The reason being, since we came into governance in 2007, we have never for once promulgated a public state of emergency, but in 2014 as a result of the Ebola. So the president, as usual, convened a meeting of all political parties to have a dialogue. And after explaining the rationale, and of course the opposition party, the SLPP and their colleagues, they had to withdraw their threat and that they are ready, rather making a passionate appeal to the president to make sure that we relax some of the measures being in place. And this has been the practice of President Koroma, because there was a time when the APA, of which the Sierra Leone People's Party is part and parcel, they made a presentation to the president that they wanted the measures relaxed. The president said, well, I'm going to consult with the epidemiologist who will be able to advise me if we are going to relax those measures. And after consulting with the epidemiologist, the president has to release. And yesterday's meeting, he congratulated all the political parties that if today Sierra Leone is almost defeating the virus, it is not just the singular achievement for the government, but all political parties because of their unflinching support.
How are Sierra Leoneans reacting to this news after the resolution of this threat by the opposition parties?
Well, it has been very much welcome because even in radio talk shows, even on the national broadcaster in one of the popular programs called Inside the Media, whereby they brought in veteran journalists, all of them unanimously condemned the threats by the Sierra Leone People's Party for the lack of reason that they wanted to politicize the fight against the Ebola virus. But we are very hopeful that in Sierra Leone, we have inculcated the virtues of talking to one another. Thus, when the threat came, the president didn't only call the main opposition party, but he called all the other parties as stakeholders in the fight against Ebola and explained to them the rationale why we need to continue the measures so that the two districts of Cambia, Potsloko, and certain segments in the western area that are still contending with the virus, we will be able to stem the tide. And so far, the measures are working because in Cambia and Potsloko, and for the whole country, today we are almost entering the sixth day without any new case. So we are hopeful that it was only a single case that entered this country that spiraled out of control. And we are able to stem the tide because of the measures that we implemented very robustly.